The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as everyone has been talking for the last, we're pretty much about 2 weeks now, is what is the future of the US presidential race? Is Joe Biden going to remain in it? We're hearing overnight Nancy Pelosi giving a very weak endorsement of him. There's a continuing bad poll evidence for him as well. And a number of congressional figures in the Democratic Party continue to withhold their endorsement, while others have come outright, flat out, and said he has to go. It's time for somebody else, whether it's Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, or someone else from the assorted Democratic pack. But what we want to ask today is all of this just pure rank ageism. We know he does struggle. We know he's not the man he used to be in fitness, because he says that himself. But a lot of people still believe he's adequately able to do the business and do the role into a second term. Now, Simon Tierney, who joins me in studio, has been writing about this very subject in this morning's Irish Independent, and he's coming to the defence of President Biden. You're very welcome along, Simon. The first thing you said to me before we started was, well, somebody has to. You feel he's got a raw deal. Now, just for people who don't know you, you're not in Joe Biden's age demographic, people who can't see you, but you feel that there's something afoot here that's beyond just what happened that night in the debate, right?
Yeah, I think this is part of a broader narrative that we have in society, which is deeply ageist. It's casually ageist. It's one of the last taboos or one of the last prejudices that we really accept. And prejudice is the word that I would describe that most people's reaction is based on. It is an ageist argument, but it's accepted universally. And the problem for me, Emmett, is that an equivalence has been drawn between the way that Joe Biden speaks, the way he moves, the way he looks, and his cognitive ability. But that's a false equivalence, because those things don't equate to each other. Just because an older person behaves in a different way doesn't mean that they're not able to make responsible decisions.
Okay, well, let me just one or two brief pushbacks. Right, one is that he had a bad debate performance. How do we know that? Because he's saying it himself, right? So people would say, whoever said anything about his age, all we did is say he had a bad performance in a pretty important, vital debate. Whether he's 60, 65, 52, 48, why can't we remark upon that?
So Biden had a really bad debate Obama had a really bad first debate in 2012 when he was seeking re-election against Mitt Romney. But nobody at that point said, well, it was because of these other things which are outside of the control of the candidate, which aging is. But the difference with this situation, to answer your brief rebuttal, Emmett, is that people are blaming this instantly on age. Any other allowances, such as the challenges of travel, the challenges of the job of hosting multiple world leaders in the space of a short space of time while his opponent is knocking golf balls down in Mar-a-Lago, are all swept under the carpet under the much more convenient excuse of he's too old.
So would you say, leave Joe Biden aside for the moment, but if somebody had to do a job based on physical labour in some way, or they had to have a certain level of energy, would you say they can do it regardless of whether they have the physical prowess to do that?
That's a really good question, but I don't think anyone is suggesting that the job of President of the United States is primarily a physical one.
But partly, you got to go out and campaign, you got to travel very intensively.
Sure, absolutely. And he has proven over the last fortnight that he's able to do a fundraiser in California and meet G7 leaders in the south of Italy all in the space of 48 hours. And he does that while popping in a debate appearance at the same time. So I'd love to see someone who's a fraction of his age being able to do similar things under an equal amount of pressure.
So the word I find interesting in your argument is the casual. So in other words, you're suggesting, and maybe you're right, that people don't know they're doing this. It's kind of an hidden or obscured or unconscious bias. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. There's an incredible amount of armchair experts, not just for football over the last 2 weeks, but also for the casual diagnosis of Joe Biden. It's extraordinary. Newspaper columnists, people on television saying that this man has Parkinson's or whatever it is, or dementia or whatever it is. And they'll say that, I consulted someone who's a medical professional on this, and they're saying the same thing. But that's irresponsible. It's irresponsible to make a diagnosis of someone based on the way they look. This isn't done with a full medical evaluation.
Are they not just commenting on publicly available records like the White House logs?
The publicly available records, which Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, has published, say that the president has had three neurological tests over the past 3 years, and all of them have been passed. All presidents go through the same neurological tests on an annual basis.
Okay, let me bring in my second contributor, who is Terry Prone, who's the chairperson of the Communications Clinic. Good evening to you, Terry.
Good evening to you.
Good. Listen, you've been hearing Simon's argument. He's probably taking the part of the stick that's less held. You know, most people are saying there's issues here. We need to debate this further. He had a bad night and that's to do. People will just throw out casually, you know, he's cognitively challenged or some formula like that. Do you take Simon's argument that this is just ageism dressed up and sort of casually put out there and nobody seems to be too worried about it?
I read Simon's column this morning as I want to boast about this, 5 a.m, and I was fascinated by it. And I would have agreed with him completely 6 months ago, because 6 months ago, unevidenced, insupportable nonsense was being talked about the president. And the fact that he was of a particular age was being presented as an absolute, as a, we can't have somebody this age. And it wasn't tied to any actual disability. It was simply, oh, he's old. We don't want somebody old. We can't have somebody old. Old is bad. And that's one of the areas where I am four square behind Simon. The reality is that ageism is the final prejudice that can result in open insults being stated on the airwaves internationally and actual discrimination.
So do you think there's any age where somebody might not be suitable for president? Like, in other words, or is it just open-ended?
Oh, I don't think that there's a situation in America where if you want, let's assume that you decided to change your career and become a firefighter. Hmm. And somebody looked at you and said, what age are you now? You might think, oh gosh, I can't be a firefighter at that age. You can be a firefighter in the United States at 40, 50 or 60. All you have to do is prove that you're able for the physical exigencies of the job. They are simply not allowed to discriminate against you based on age. So the answer to your question is, no, I do not believe that there is any age where you can say this person is not able for this. There's one example is Konrad Adenauer, who was Chancellor of Germany, was certainly in his 80s at a time when...
But Terry, can I just hold you up a bit before we go into the German thing? I mean, do you accept, and I put this to Simon as well, because you're agreeing far too much for my liking here, okay? What would you agree that you have to have a certain cognitive ability? So forget whether you can run the 100 metres or whatever. You have to take in very complex and sometimes dense material. You have to make decisions upon that material. And your performance in doing that may diminish as you get older. It may not, of course, but it's certainly a valid argument to have about whether I am as cognitively sharp as I was 10 years ago than I am now. What's wrong with saying and discussing that without being accused of being ageist? That's just medical facts. People are less sharp in general cognitively when they get older than when they are younger. Simon.
This is not necessarily true. It's just not necessarily
true. But it could be true.
I beg your pardon, Simon. It could be true, but I'll come back to Biden in a minute. Sorry, Simon.
No problem, Terry. I was just going to say that, you know, when we talk about cognitive ability and we talk about sharpness, this is a word that keeps coming up.
You don't like this word, sure you don't.
No, I don't like it, because the whole way that the debate was framed on CNN was within the vortex of kind of 2 rapid-fire minutes to give your response. And the whole format is designed for younger people, actually, because older people might not be let me just finish, because older people might not react or formulate their responses in as quick or as slick a fashion as younger candidates might. But that's okay. And if we're in an accommodating society, then we should make space for
that.
But
is it okay if it affects their decision-making and the quality of the decision-making?
Well, you see, that you've got to the crux of it there. The quality of the decision-making isn't in question. It's about how... The point that I'm making is that Biden has shown over the last number of years that he's able to make decisions. In fact, he's been able to get more legislation over the line than any other Democratic president since Lyndon B. Johnson in the 1960s. So his ability to make decisions doesn't appear to be in question. What is in question is whether he's able to make a soundbite answer.
And his presentation skills.
Okay. But we need to accommodate for the fact that older people behave and look differently and that that's okay.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that part. Terry, can I put a slightly different argument to you, that whether I agree with Simon and his column or agree with what you're saying or have my own personal views and prejudices or whatever, none of that matters, because ultimately the system is set up to allow the public and the US electorate to decide. And whether we agree with their prejudices or don't agree with them or find them on distasteful, etc., etc., they will decide on what they think, whether Joe Biden is an adequate candidate or not. So whether we think it's ageism or we put on different words on it, they are allowed and will make the decision ultimately on what they think he is likely to be effective as a president.
This is accurate. However, the point about the big debate is that I'm trained to watch and to do thin slicing of things like this, to notice stuff that the general public will get an impression of, but won't be as analytical about as I have to be. And I watched this debate, and I watched it several times. And I was so disturbed by what I was seeing that I contacted one of the leading geriatricians in this country and asked him, had he seen it? And he said he had. And he had been discussing it with an expert in the United States, a professor who specializes in dementia. And I said, go on. And he said, well, I think you need to put whatever question you have to this expert. This expert in response said, look, if you add up this man's gait, in other words, the way he walks, this man's voice, this man's speed of response to questions, this man's coherence within complex answers, what you are looking at is not just age. You're probably looking at the product of a number of small strokes.
Okay, so we don't know this. This is, you know, this is a medic's opinion, correct?
Yeah.
No, just to, for our own listeners, we don't know if he's had any of these things. Just to clarify that.
The professor that gave me the information wasn't trying to diagnose. He was effectively saying, if I was the Democrats, I'd be praying for it, the evidence to mean something other than what it does mean, because the Democrats need Joe Biden. He has been at least a good president, okay. Possibly a great president.
Okay, just very briefly, thanks for that, Terry. Just very briefly to Simon. I think it's Terry is driving at there is that, yes, there's ageism, but there's also medical facts and the medical position of somebody. So to point that out or to consider that or weigh that up is fine. It's medics. It's their health position.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the geriatrician and the expert in the United States that Terry are talking about are not familiar with this individual's case file. They've never evaluated him in person. So it's an opinion. And the White House has a responsibility to publish any information to the contrary. This particular administration, I think, has proven itself not to be serial liars like the previous administration. So they're the facts that are in front of us, not the observations of someone watching him on TV.
Okay. Simon Tierney, not spokesman for the Biden campaign, but putting a very good argument in this morning's Irish Independent and raising a wider issue of ageism and how we perceive people in powerful positions and in front of us in our daily lives. We also heard Terry Prone, who is the chairperson of the Communications Clinic.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.